I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And a pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas here in New Orleans, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino in Mississippi, and on the phone with us tonight. Again, it's a little special edition, somewhat. It's just been a crazy 12 days, three games over 12 days for the Saints, and then they had a little time off. So Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis joining us tonight. Mickey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be with you.
So, I guess... someone didn't get the message. Mondays are supposed to be quiet, especially when you don't play on Sunday. Not much is supposed to happen, but unfortunately, this just echoes what this season has been like for some reason. It just had, not many great things have happened, and kind of continued today. I guess the initial news, Cam Jordan on the COVID list, the COVID-19 list. He's vaccinated. So I guess initially the impact, and then really – what happens next for, because it's not 100% ruled out for Sunday in New York because he's a vaccinated player. Take us through that.
Yeah, well, look, unfortunately, he tested positive today, and he's going to have to sit out 5 days. And if he can have two negative tests at the end of the week, then he'd be eligible to come back. And I think that's happened at least one time that I know of in our league. And so there's still some hope, but it's just something else we have to deal with.
And those two negative tests have to be separated by at least 24 hours, right? And then he has to be asymptomatic for 48 hours.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay.
Now, Mickey, when I look at, like, one of the most disappointing things I've been in, I guess, with this season, because I think we got potentially a great defense. Right now we're at number 12. If you look at it, it's been hit or miss. Because I think our defense, the way we structured this year, you might not agree with this, but I think they got to play great to give us a chance. And they have at times. But to me, the chunk plays, splash plays, however you describe it, I'm looking at like the Giants game, the Atlanta game, the Dallas game, like for instance. Dallas connected on plays of 58, 41, 33, 21, and 20 yards against the Saints. Those five plays accounted for nearly 50% of the Cowboys' total offensive output. So we were getting it done, but I know the Giants game, like one or two play drives, and you're right there. That has to be a little discouraging considering that we have the right defensive players, but we've given way too many, like, chunk plays. And I look at, like, Pollard on that 58-yard touchdown run. I know Marcus Williams worried about the cutback, but come on, you got to attack the individual. You know, Saints fans look at that. Like, you got to be more aggressive on that particular play.
Yeah, Bobby, look, I think you said a mouthful there, but the thing that you touched on about giving up big plays, look, that's an emphasis for every defense in our league each week. And look, we're playing high-powered offenses in this league, and Dallas in particular is a high-powered offense. You know they're going to get some, but you want to limit that. I do feel like, and just like you do, that we've got a good defense, and we've played fantastic at times, they've done a lot of good things. They did a lot of good things in this game. I mean, Dallas is one of the top offenses in the league, and yet they were 2-for-13 on third down. That's 15%. 0-for-1 on their fourth down play. We held them 231 yards passing, and 7 of their possessions were 3-and-out possessions. And so those kinds of numbers, when I look at that at the end of the game, I think most of us would look at that and say, "Man, we must have killed them."
Right.
But we had 4 turnovers. We gave them, short fields. And, you know, you can't do that. And then, obviously, the big chunk plays hurt us, you know, at least on five occasions. But five's not, you know, five big plays is not an unusual number in our league. It's around the average. Obviously, we want to be better than average. So my point is that, yes, you're right. We want to limit and if not eliminate the big plays. But there are some good things that we did as well on defense.
Now, you know, Mickey, the one area now we get kind of spoiled, you know, Coach Payton and Coach Carmichael with Drew Brees at the helm, we were always amongst the best third down offenses. You know, I'd always say, well, if you're getting it done, you know, 45%. Now, if you're over 50%, that's outstanding. That is unbelievable. I was part of an offense on third down when we led third down conversion in the National Football League. So to me, like you said, we were outstanding defensively, but this has kind of been the status quo. We were only 5 of 14, 36%, but 38% for the season. You can't have sustained drives if you're not converting on third down. I know down and distance matters, especially as of late. You know, you want to be like third and three or at the worst third and four, then your percentages go up. But I know that has to frustrate Coach Payton that third down we have – the whole offensive staff, we have not been successful in that area.
Yeah, listen, you're right about that. You know, third down conversions you know, that's a statistic, particularly, you know, our third downs versus their third downs. That differential is an important number when you look at these games. And look, I look at it like we haven't been able to find a rhythm offensively. And look, let's just face it, a large part of that is that each week it feels like we've got different personnel in the games. You know, we've had these injuries, guys coming in, coming out, different quarterbacks, et cetera. And so it's difficult to find a rhythm, you know, when you don't have continuity in the personnel. And so we've got to find a way to do that. And look, there were some good things in that game offensively, but you know, all of it was negated by the turnovers.
Mickey, quickly, we'll take a break in a sec, but one last question on Cam, and then we can move on. But I think fans would want to know, because it's a different situation than a typical weekend. You played on Thursday against Dallas, because fans were wondering about close contact and other players, because it becomes a domino situation. But if I'm right, and correct me, the team has been off basically since Friday, so there has not been a lot of players around other players around the camp.
Yeah, well, we're going through that right now. We're going through that process of determining, you know, what close contacts are. And look, the good news is that if you're a close contact and you're vaccinated, then your requirement is that you just get tested on a daily basis. But obviously, you know, with the team being off over the weekend, there shouldn't be very many of those. And look, you know, part of the issue when you have a positive test is now you're just kind of hanging on, hoping you don't have any more positive tests during the course of the week.
Right. All right, we need to step aside. We'll have more with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. We'll take a quick break back here on the New Orleans Saints. Welcome back to the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss here in the studio. Bobby Hebert is in Mississippi, and on the line with us is Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis, in for Head Coach Sean Payton after what was three games and 12 days. And really, the Cam Jordan story of the day wasn't the only one, although I would imagine concerning Deonte Harris, that news came down today. He appealed, but the CBA is pretty clear on it. I'm assuming that you guys were pretty well prepared for that. My question is, do you think you'll work out any wide receivers, or maybe his replacement would be coming from your practice squad?
Yeah, look, I think we'll handle that probably in the building. So, but you're right, we knew that was coming, and we expected it and planned for it.
And, you know, Mickey, when I look at it, it's like people say, why he never got in trouble before, why not just one game? But whenever anything's collectively bargained between the players and management, the minimum suspension for violations of the laws involving alcohol, and then you collect, and the new CBA was three games. So I said, well, you might only want one game, but it doesn't matter. That's just what it is. That's what's been collectively bargained. And it's really, you can appeal all you want. But if that's been collectively bargained, I think the player doesn't really have a chance when you look at that, how it's structured.
Yeah, look, that's part of, you know, that's part of the agreement between the league and the union, and frankly, we don't have much say in it.
Now, you know, Mickey, when I look at, like, Taysom Hill, I mean, Taysom Hill, he was so exciting. You watch what he's done. He topped 100 yards on the ground for the first time in his career. I mean, 11 carries, he got 101 yards rushing. But then only a 46% passer. Then you have to look at the weapons. But, you know, you got to protect the football. His passer efficiency rating at 44. But the one thing I know Sean has to be discouraged by, at one time at the beginning of the year, we were plus 7, and it seems like we're going in a different direction. We were minus 3 for the game, but only plus 1 for the season. So I don't care who's playing quarterback or any position. The bottom line is the NFL is so competitive, you got to protect the football or take it away, and definitely influences the outcome.
Well, look, it's the number one stat, right, relative to winning is that turnover-takeaway ratio, and we've been pretty good about it. We're real good at it in the first 7-8 games and not as good recently. So, you know, this game in particular kind of turned on that. You know, we were in the scoring area on the plus side of the 50-yard line in position to score 4 different times. And in the game where we missed a field goal, we had an interception, we made a field goal, and then we had another interception. And really the game turned on that on those 4 possessions where we're moving the football, doing some good things, but, you know, mistakes happen and the mistakes that, you know, we can't allow to have happen, and eliminated opportunity to score, and particularly when the defense is doing some good things. And again, our offense did some good things as well. You know, we had drives of 80 yards, 50 yards, 55 yards, and 70 right. yards, but it all gets negated if the ball gets turned over, and that's never on one person. It's always a combination of things, but it's an emphasis that I know our coaches and our players pay attention to. And yet, it happened in this game.
Now, Mickey, I'm looking on the defensive side of the ball. I tell you what, the last, I guess, 2 games, and particularly I'd say the whole season, man, I thought P.J. Williams was getting better as a player. You look bang for your buck when you got invested in him. P.J. Williams been outstanding. And even though there were a couple of losses, Kwon Alexander has played at a very high level the last 2 games.
Yeah, I think there's a number of guys that you can point to on defense and say they've had good years. And look, you said it a number of times. Our defense has played well at times, a lot of times. So, PJ, we've been real proud of him for stepping in after Chauncey was injured, and he's played well and made some big plays for us, too, so far this season.
Mickey, Coach Payton said briefly today that, you know, after really – such a tough stretch with 3 games in 12 days, good, irrespective of the fact that it was, you know, 5 losses and you want to step aside from that, but good mentally to have a little mini bye, get this time, and then really kind of just gear up for a very important 5-game stretch.
Yeah, look, I think that I don't think that most fans understand what a grind the season can be, particularly for coaches and players, and obviously, when you play 3 games in 12 or 13 days, that makes it even a bigger grind. And so to have this chance to have kind of a mini bye and have our coaches get some rest and get refreshed and come back for this last stretch of the season, I think is going to be important for us.
Now, you know, Mickey, when you look at expectations and obviously you look at the whole season, I mean, I've been a little disheartened. I'm looking at the last 6 games in the Dome. We won in 5. But you have 5 games left, and you look at the NFC. It seems like it's wide open. I mean, you know, the 9-8, you want to get the double-digit wins. But I'm looking at even like 9-8, you're probably in the playoff hunt. and depending who you're playing. So there's a lot to play for. And then, obviously, I think you'd agree with this. It all starts in New York to beat the Jets. Come on, we got to beat the freaking Jets.
Well, yeah, I think, first of all, you know, when you're in this position, listen, we are in the middle of the playoff hunt. We shouldn't think anything other than that. But we also need to not project forward. We need to just focus on this week, this opponent, and get this win. That's what we need to do. And we can't take anything for granted. Yeah, the Jets have struggled at times. You know, they're playing a young quarterback, and they have a lot of young players on their team and a new coaching staff. But, shoot, they beat Tennessee, and they beat Cincinnati, and those are good football teams, two good teams. And so we're gonna have to be ready to play and have a good plan, and then we're going to have to execute that.
All right, need to step aside, take a little break here on the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas, Bobby Hebert, and Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. We're back after a break. Keep it here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Saints Coaches Show, Mike Haas, Bobby Hebert, and Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. Mickey, I know you've been busy, but have you peeked at the TV at all, the weather tonight in Buffalo?
A picture from earlier tonight. It looked like it was snowing sideways, so that isn't going to be good.
No, yeah, they have snow. Well, lake effect snow. They have being in low 40s, upper 30s, but they've got wind 25 to 30 miles an hour, possible gusts of up to 60. Now, that's supposed to back off.
Well, you better be able to run the ball, huh, Mickey? What'd you say?
You better be able to run it, and you better not try too many kicks.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
So I was just kind of thinking, this is really the only really last chance. I mean, Philly in November, Jets in December. It looks like it's going to be right now. It's a 10-day out, a high of 60. Might be some rain, but, you know, I don't trust weather forecasts 10 days out, but let's just wait and see. But it doesn't look like it's going to be too bad, because that would change things drastically.
Yeah, oftentimes weather can be the great equalizer, right?
Yeah.
Now, you know, Mickey, I know you're old enough because I think both of us would remember. I want you to comment on this because I think he didn't get the recognition because he was playing for Atlanta. But Claude Humphreys, one of the NFL's most fearsome pass rushers during the 70s. He just died at age 77. He died unexpectedly over the weekend in Memphis, Tennessee. He was the number 3 overall pick with Atlanta out of Tennessee State back in 68. He went on to play 11 years with the team, but earned the last the 6 Pro Bowl appearances. As a member, I don't know, when you're following football, I remember the Grits Blitz defense in 77. You know, I'm sure you remember that term, Grits Blitz, and Claude Humphreys was about as good as it gets.
Yeah, Claude Humphrey was a great player. A little bit before my time in the league, but I remember him. Man, big, long, really great, just a great football player. Tough, you know. I think probably not wasn't the household name that maybe he should have been, just because his teams didn't have as much success as some of the other ones of that era. But I think any of those players that played against him would put him near the top of the list of defensive linemen.
Now, you know, Mickey, when you look at and the special teams where we're at, we've always excelled in that area. To me, when I look at his numbers, it seems like he's lived up to the expectations. We invested a lot in him and in JT Gray. I'm looking right now, 10 unassisted tackles, 2 assists. He leads the team. I thought Ty Montgomery's done an outstanding job, Dwayne Washington. So it seems like we're pretty solid. You know, when you're talking about flipping the field, hitting yardage and all that, we very seldom, I mean, it's not 100%, but we always have to feel confident that if offensive defense gets it going, that our special teams won't let us down.
Yeah, I think that you're right, Bobby, that it's an area that even, you know, from the very beginning, from when Sean first came in 2006, he always emphasized that special teams can make a difference, and he's always
He's as a head coach, he's always put a lot of emphasis on special teams and made sure that players knew there was a path for them to not just make our team but be significant contributors in that area. And you mentioned a few of the guys, JT Gray and Ty Montgomery and others, that have done a real good job for us the last few years. And we invest time and effort, and we have excellent special teams coaches in Darren Rizzi and Phil Galliano, and they've done a good job despite oftentimes having the same issues relative to personnel that we've had this year because of the injuries that have occurred.
Now, Mickey, I wanted to ask you. Obviously, Taysom Hill was invested in the future of the Saints. Are you discouraged by what occurred against Dallas? Or because I view him as like, all I know is I want him on our team. I don't know if he's our future quarterback, but I want him on our team, how he can contribute. What is your assessment of Taysom Hill? I know it's only one game, but to me, it was like up and down, maybe a roller coaster. You look at the supporting cast and everything, but all I know is the Houdat Nation, we want him on our team. It might not be his quarterback, but I think he's a football player, bottom line.
Yeah, look, I couldn't say that any better. That's why we signed him to the contract that we signed him, because he's a really, really good football player, and where he plays remains to be seen for us. But, the good thing is he can do lots of things for us, and he will, for the next 4 years. So, we're glad that got worked out.
Mickey, we're getting ready to go to break, and we're going to bring on Darren Rizzi. He's our guest after this. And one of the things I thought about when I was looking at his past, he's been on a couple of times, was that you often see head coaches come in, clean house. So he was in Miami for 10 seasons with Tony Sperano. Then he gets fired. Joe Philbin comes in. He gets fired. Adam Gase comes in. He gets fired. That's three head coaches. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but for a guy to survive that, he must be a pretty special teams coordinator.
Yeah, you just said it right there. There's three head coaches that recognized, that Darren Rizzi is one of the top special teams coaches in our league, and obviously that's why we wanted him, and we're fortunate to get him out of Miami. So, there's no question that Darren's reputation is really good in our league and well deserved and well earned.
All right, Mickey, we appreciate it as always, sir. It's been a rough 5-game stretch for the fans, for the team, but now there's a big 5-game stretch ahead. Best of luck and get it going in New York.
Absolutely. Take care, Mike, Bobby. Good talking to you guys.
All right, Mickey.
Let's pause. Let stations along the network identify themselves. And coming up next on the Saints Coaches Show, as I just mentioned, we will talk with special teams coordinator Darren Rizzi about what to expect from the Jets this Sunday and how to replace Deonte Harris. We'll talk to him along with Bobby next here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.